and gentlemen, my name is Bob Cowans and I'd like to welcome you aboard the delayed 1850 service to London King's Cross. Due to the extremely late running of this train, we shall not be stopping anywhere. On arrival at London, passengers requiring a haircut should make tracks for Quando Quando Quando, the capital's finest hairdressing boutique. The Quando's coiffuring know-how is truly unique, as are their specially trained team of top-quality stylists and rinsers. Quando, 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 King Street SW4. Oh, by the way, the buffet's run out of pies.
Welcome to the world of Quando. Three men, a vision, and a hair salon of size so stunning that all the colleges in Cambridge couldn't compete.
I want to look like the girl from The Exorcist.
Could you keep your head still, please?
I'm going to look like Mr. Spock.
And now for the other ear.
I want to look like Jerry Springer.
I want to look like Barry White. Baby.
The Quando Hair Salon, yes, but no ordinary short back and sides, for the Quandos are dressers of hair, an emporium of excellence echoing to the sound of London's finest hairstyling engineers. At their head, Carlo Quando, the business brain. René Quando, the innovative artist. And Charlie Quando, the comedian.
Two, one, two.
Charlie, what's with the microphone and the 300,000 watt PA system?
Hey, you, mister. What's your name?
I'm Harry.
Well, who me? I'm Harry. Are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm gay.
Hey, nice one.
Charlie, what are you doing?
Shut up, Renny. I'm on a roll. So, Harry, what you do for a living?
I work in the city. I'm a financial advisor.
So, Harry, you're gay and you work as a financial advisor in the city?
That's right.
Good. It's very good. Hey, nice one!
Hello, can I help you?
I'm Bert Fish, this is my brother, and he'd like to see Mr. Quando.
Which one? There's three Mr. Quandos.
The one in charge of the money.
That'd be Carlo. Have you made an appointment, Mr. Fish?
We don't make appointments.
Oh, I'm afraid you have to make an appointment, especially for one of the Quando brothers.
Hurry up, boys!
You tell Carlo Quando we'll be back same time tomorrow.
He's fully booked then as well, I'm afraid.
Boys, I'll part on a double yeller!
We'll be back. Tell him the Fish brothers called. We'll be back.
Meanwhile, in the deep recesses of the fifth floor, senior stylist Anthony Keystone indulges a perfectionism that would make Michelangelo look like a painter and decorator.
Oh, what am I doing?
Excuse me?
This thing, this aberration, my relentless search for perfection, what is this that I create?
It's fine, mate, honest.
Fine? Fine, my friend, I cast scorn and derision upon your empty platitudes.
No, really, it's great. I only wanted a bit off the top.
Must I make do with mediocre? Achieve no more than that is ordinary? I shall leave this salon and return when, and only when, I have the knowledge to achieve true greatness.
Excuse me, I normally have a bit of mousse.
Mr. Quando.
Si.
Two rather unsavoury-looking characters came in here earlier.
Yes.
They asked to see you and I said you were unavailable.
Yes.
So they left and said they'd be back tomorrow.
Charlie, will you stop that?
It's piano for the comedy club.
These men, did they give their names?
Yeah, the Fish Brothers.
The Fish Brothers? If you don't do what the Fish Brothers want, they'll break every bone in your body.
You make pretty good start on my fingers, Carlo.
And so from myself, Captain Mike Johnson, and the rest of the crew, just remains for me to ask you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
And how exactly am I supposed to enjoy the flight?
Oh, you're not allowed in the cockpit, sir. Would you please return to your seat?
Listen, Captain, my demands are simple. I am on a quest to discover the secret behind creating the ultimate haircut. And in order to do so, I must speak with the all-knowing monk. So, Captain, I want you to fly this mother to India.
India? That's where we're going.
I knew that. Well, just put your foot down then.
And so, with the threat of the return of the Fish Brothers upon him, Carlo retires to the Quando rooftop farm to contemplate.
What am I to do? The Fish Brothers are coming. I stay here where they will never, ever find me.
Hello, Mr. Quando.
Ooh.
We're the Fish Brothers.
The Fish Brothers. I got brothers too, you know. Charlie and Rennie. Charlie is starting a comedy club and Rennie is...
Only Lord in Skull is 10-story building for polite conversation, Mr. Quando.
No.
I suggest if you want to continue running this hairdressing business of yours, you come up with some protection money, Mr. Quando.
So as we can look after you properly.
Hurry up, Reg! This is permit holders only!
£50,000, Mr. Quando.
By this time next week?
Yeah, and every week. £50,000, Mr. Quando. We'll be seeing you.
Should we get a lift, Bert?
Too right.
So, while the Quandos ponder a parasitic protection racket, a million miles away, Anthony Keystone has more monastic concerns.
12 days I've been on this boat.
Boat.
And still no sign of the monastery.
Monastery.
The dwelling place of the greatest mind of all time.
Time.
That of the all-knowing monk.
Monk.
Do you know when we'll arrive?
Arrive.
Oh, what's the point?
Point. I tell you what, Cully, these Americans are very easy to wind up.
I try to stop him, Carlo. He won't stop.
I don't need this, René. I really don't need this.
And neither do the customers.
Hey, lady, what's your name?
Doris.
Hey, nice one. So, Doris, how old are you today?
Believe it or not, I'm 88.
No, I don't believe it. You look about 200.
Charlie!
Sorry, I mean 200,000.
Oh, you're a very rude man.
Hey, nice one.
Give me that microphone.
Get off, Carlo, get off. I'm working the solo. Get off.
Come on, kick him in the nuts.
What are you doing, Charlie? What the hell do you think you're doing?
I start comedy club here, Carlo.
This is a hairdressing salon, Charlie.
It's not a place for Joe.
It's a place for cutting.
So what's wrong with both under the same roof? You can take care of the split ends, and I take care of the split sides.
Okay, but no more upsetting the customers.
Okay.
Come on, René, let us get back to business.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, mister, you want a haircut? Well, which one?
Telephone call for Mr. Quando.
Hello?
Boys, it's me, Grandma.
Grandma?
Yes, I have some terrible news.
Terrible news?
Yes, terrible news. It's about Grandpa.
Grandpa?
Stop repeating everything. I'm on a payphone.
Sorry.
Grandpa, the man who I've shared my life with for the past 50 years. Grandpa, the only man I've ever truly loved. Grandpa. Grandpa has died.
Grandpa? Dead? What are we gonna do?
2.5 days on the back of a camel. Are we really there yet?
We must cross the River of Hope, climb the Mountain of Courage, and pass through the Gorge of Wisdom. And then we shall be there, my friend.
Cross the River of Hope, climb the Mountain of Courage, and pass through the Gorge of Wisdom? Isn't there some sort of a shortcut?
There is no shortcut! This is the only way!
What about going through the trees over there?
The Forest of Fear? This time of the night? You gotta be joking.
And so, with Anthony's untimely departure, Charlie's untimely timing, and Grandpa's untimely death, the foundation of the Quando spirit is starting to crumble.
The highlights and the back comb, Mrs. Winburn.
To be honest, I quite fancied a change, Mr. Quando. How about cutting it short?
Like my grandpapa's life, you mean?
leave it long if you want, then.
Even George Michael obsessive Tracy Alcock is affected by the sorry news.
So now, right, that policeman that was in the toilet is trying to sue George Michael $10 million for psychological damages. George is the one who's had the psychological damages, having to go to court and that. Some people are so insensitive, don't you think? Oh, hello, Mr. Quando. Soz to hear about your grandpa kicking a bucket in there.
Thanks, Tracy. It's nice to know that someone cares.
Here we are, my friend, the monastery that is home to the all-knowing monk. That'll be 857,000 rupees, please.
Here's a million. Keep the change.
Thanks very much.
Are you the all-knowing monk?
I am.
All-knowing monk, I have traveled many miles to learn a secret. I wish to learn how to create the ultimate haircut.
Do you mock me?
Mock you?
I am bored.
Oh.
As are all monks. We are bored. We are all bored. We're bored monks. Monks are bored.
Yes.
Please leave at once.
I'm so sorry.
Schmuck.
Defeated, our desperate pilgrim Anthony Keystone points his saddle stiffened stallion to home and a date with destiny.
Yeah!
But before he arrives, destiny has already darkened the Quando door.
Oh no, it's them! The Fish Brothers! Stole them!
Pardon?
Just stole them!
Hello, I'm here to see Mr. Carlo Quando.
Oh, I remember you. Mr. Fish, isn't it?
That's right, we come to see Carlo.
And this is your brother?
Yeah, this is...
No, don't tell me. Bert?
No, I'm Bert.
Oh, Irving. Is it Irving?
No.
Ernest?
No.
With only this desperate line of defence between him and the disintegration of the Quando dream, Carlo Quando retires to the rooftop farm to consult with his most trusted advisers.
What am I going to do? Charlie's not funny. Anthony is in Kathmandu and I got no money for the Fish Brothers. See, and Grandpa's dead. Thanks for the reminder. No, that would never work. Scare the Fish Brothers away? But how? Anthony, thank God you're back.
I'm back, but I'm not staying. Like the great warriors, I have returned home to die. No, don't try to stop me, Mr. Quando. I have searched many weeks for the secret of the ultimate haircut, and all for nothing. If there is no answer in this life, then maybe in the next. Hi-ho, Silver!
No, Anthony, no!
Give me a clue.
What?
A clue, go on, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Bring me sunshine.
Eric.
Nah, the other one.
Ronnie Corbett.
But there he is. Oi, Quando.
I tried to stall the Mr. Quando.
Where's our money?
Your money, yes. Perhaps first you'd like your haircut, Mr. Fish.
Perhaps first you'd like your throat cut, Mr. Quando. Ernie and I want our money.
Ernie, that was it.
Ernie, let's get out of here.
No, well, we haven't got our money yet.
These balls are mafia. We don't want to mess with them.
Mafia? Don't make me laugh. What are they going to do? Put horses' head in me bed?
No, but I just dropped a whole way on the car.
Blimey. Come on, Bert, let's go.
Oh, that was a stroke of luck.
Anthony, you're back. What happened?
He was going to kill himself until he realized that the life is more important than the secret of the ultimate haircut.
Well, yes, that, and I fell off my horse.
Anthony's life has been saved, but Grandpa... he is still very much dead.
Grandma?
Hello, boys. I ran out of the change for the telephone, so I come to show you in person.
Who's the man with the sack on his head?
It's Grandpa.
But you say Grandpa was dead.
Oh, what I say is Grandpa has died, but the money ran out.
I don't understand.
Grandpa, remove the sack. Grandpa has died. His hair.
Look, it's bright pink.
I'm so ashamed. There must be something you can do.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, Quando, Quando, Quando.
I want to look like a Teletubby.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I want to look like Elvis Presley.
Well, thank you very much.
My darling, tell me when.
Quando, Quando, Quando was written by Mark Mayer and Raina Hirsch and featured Raina Hirsch, Mark Mayer, Catherine Tate and Stephen Greif. The producer was Claire Jones.
I want to look like Magnus. I've started, so I'll finish. Sun.
Winner.